Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast for Tuesday evening, August 18th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Network News Breaks PowerMax Minerals, Inc. steps up Cameron EE exploration with 2026 field program. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. has launched its 2026 exploration program at the Cameron Rare Earth Element Project in British Columbia. The program aims to refine EE target corridors, identify potential bedrock sources, and prioritize areas for future drilling. Previous exploration phases revealed enrichment of rare earth elements with soil samples showing values up to 2,840 ppm and rock samples up to 740 ppm. The project covers 2,984 hectares and is also prospective for niobium and other mineralization.
Kempis DroneWorks unveils game-changing Corvus MRDRTM for developers. Tempest DroneWorks unveils the game-changing Corvus MRDRTM for developers, revolutionizing autonomous systems testing. The modular robotics development tool allows engineers to test algorithms at scale without costly field trials, accelerating time to market. By integrating simulated and physical drones, Corvus MRDR advances technology for safer and more efficient autonomous systems development, preserving intellectual property. For more information, visit the full announcement on Tempest DroneWorks' website.
Challenges to be overcome before space data centers become a reality. Challenges lie ahead before space data centers become a reality, with suggestions to move them beyond Earth to tackle environmental concerns. Companies like Space Exploration Technologies Corp. are exploring satellite options for space data centers. As they work towards this goal, obstacles must be addressed to make this innovative concept a viable solution.
Researchers identify a protein that could be targeted in glioblastoma therapy. Researchers have identified a protein on glioblastoma cells that could be targeted to make the cancer more vulnerable to treatments. This discovery offers hope for more effective therapies against this aggressive brain cancer. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. may play a key role in developing future drugs to combat glioblastoma by combining them with therapies aimed at targeting this protein.
Investor News Breaks Helus Pharma TCBOECA help appoints Regina Donahue, Chief People Officer, and Suresh Durgam to Scientific Advisory Board. Helus Pharma TMCBOECACAPHL has appointed Regina Donahue as Chief People Officer and Suresh Durgam to its Scientific Advisory Board. Donahue, former Chief Human Resources Officer at Intracellular, brings valuable experience, while Durgam, with over two decades in CNS drug development, enhances the company's scientific leadership. These appointments aim to bolster Helus Pharma's organizational capabilities as it progresses its pipeline towards potential commercialization.
Investor News Breaks, Max Power Mining Corp. to present Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program at Image 26. Max Power Mining Corp. will present its Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program at Image 26. President and Director Chad Levesque will speak at the RedSite EC International Meeting for Applied Geoscience and Energy on August 19th in Houston. Max Power aims to define the world's first large-scale commercial discovery of a new primary energy source at the Lawson Complex in south-central Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. I watch newsramp.com/newsramp, and this is here for you.